my name is Mrs. Spear, and I'm the school counselor here at East Bay Elementary School. Today we're going to be talking about how negative and positive words have an impact on our lives. What you will need will be two apples, and you'll also need a knife in order to cut the apples in half. Now today, boys and girls, what we are going to do is we are going to talk about how negative words have an impact on our lives. How many of you guys have ever heard the saying, sticks and stones may break our bones, but words will never hurt me? You guys heard that saying before? Yes, we all have, haven't we? How many of you guys agree that words will never hurt you? Words do hurt us, don't they?
Yes.
Can we always tell by looking at someone how the words hurt someone?
Yes.
We can. Sometimes we can tell by their facial features. They might be crying. Other times we may not be able to tell how the words hurt someone. So with this experiment, we're going to see how negative and positive words can make people feel on the inside. So what I want you to do is just give one example of a time that somebody did something mean to you. After you give that example, you're going to drop it to the floor, pick it up, and pass it to the person to your right. So I'm going to give an example first. One time, I had somebody tell me that was a stupid question, and it hurt my feelings. So I'm going to drop the apple, pick it up, and pass to the right.
Someone said I was a quitter.
Someone got the swing and pushed it on my sister's head.
Someone said I was fat.
My brother called me a bad name.
My brother pushed me off the slide.
Someone said they didn't like my shoes.
Now what we're going to do is we're going to use another apple for positive statements. And again, we're going to see how positive statements make us feel on the inside. How do you guys feel when you have a positive statement to you? Can you guys show me with your facial expression? Does it make you feel happy or sad? Show me. It makes us feel happy, doesn't it? Well, today what we're going to do now is we're going to take this apple and we're going to give one example of a time that somebody did something for us or said something to us that was nice. Then you're going to carefully pass the apple to the person to the right. The reason why we do this carefully is because our words are gifts to people. We give the gift of kind words. Okay, so we're going to treat this apple like a precious gift that we're giving to other people. So we're going to pass this apple down.
My friend Brent said that was funny. Trevor, he said my shoes were nice.
Someone said I was pretty.
Someone said I was nice.
Kinsley said I was a good finder.
Abby said I was a good citizen.
Deja said I was a good friend.
Very good. Now, if you would, please pass the apple back down to me. You guys are good job following directions. And you're treating it like a special gift, like kind words are. Thank you very much. Now, we have two apples here, don't we? We have the one apple that we said unkind things to, and we have an apple we said positive things to. Now, when we say unkind things to people, it hurts someone on the inside, right? We have said that. Well, we're gonna cut open this apple and actually see how our unkind words hurt others. Okay, now I have the positive apple. We're gonna cut that apple open also. Put up my knife. Okay, so I'm going to show you now what unkind words can really do to someone. Look at all of those bruises on the inside of this apple. That's what unkind words can do to someone. You may not even realize that you are saying something or doing something that's not nice. Because it's not only your words that you can use, but also your facial expressions. So if you give somebody a dirty look, you're actually causing a bruise on the inside of that person. if you give somebody like the don't talk to me sign, that's another way that you are giving a person a bruise. So it's not only your words, but it's also your actions that you do that can hurt someone. Now let's look at the positive apple. And look at that, there are no bruises, whatsoever in this apple. That's because our words are like gifts to people and it makes someone feel good about themselves. If you look really close, what do you guys see in the middle of the apple?
A star.
A star. And that's because when you say kind words to others, you are a star. And you're making yourself feel like a star, but also the other person. So that's why it's very important to always use kind words, because we don't want to be responsible for the bruises, do we?
This is a copyright program of the Cameron Institute.